does this mean for the Jewish people? When the Jewish people, for the most part, refused the Messiah, God established, according to those who believe in this doctrine, a parallel plan. So there's God's plan for the Jewish people then, dispensation, and God's plan for Christian people, and through them the rest of humanity. The plan for Israel is that of an earthly kingdom. The distinct plan for Christians is that of a heavenly kingdom. The two of them, being from God, need to be fulfilled. One cannot be fulfilled without the other. Which means, then, that Jesus cannot come until the Jewish people are in possession of the promised land of Mount Zion. Those who believe in this doctrine are called Christian Zionists. And the temple must be rebuilt. Is this making a little bit of sense? Sort of. Okay. In this perspective, the founding of the State of Israel in 1948 is regarded as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. This is a doctrine which is very different from what we believe in the Catholic Church. Okay? I'm not qualified to say a whole lot, but it seems to me that the perspective of the Catholic Church is much simpler and much more realistic and much more respectful of human reality. The Church, in other words, does not view the founding of the State of Israel as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. It views it as a political happening, a fact in human history. And the Church respects the State of Israel like she respects any other country, as a country. And she expects the State of Israel to act with the same respect. The State of Israel is to be distinguished from the Jewish faithful, from Jewish faith. The Jewish faithful transcend the State of Israel. In other words, faith and politics are distinct. Religion and the state are distinct. And God's fidelity to the chosen people is not expressed in this founding of the State of Israel, but at a deeper level, in the hearts of those who have the same gift of faith as Abraham. Okay. Detour finished. So, in the midst of all this, in the midst of rapture and this imagery that we saw, and millennialism or millenarianism, which the Church has declared is a heresy, by the way, Mount Zion, fearful happenings, these passages from the scriptures that were quoted in this montage, what does the Church believe, the Catholic Church believe? Important question. Another way of posing the question is, what has the Christian community believed, quite simply, for 1,800 plus years regarding the Second Coming? Well, we believe in the Second Coming. In Matthew 24, we read, "The sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a trumpet blast, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other." Matthew chapter 24. So the Church, we, Christians, friends of Jesus, believe that Jesus will come again. And when he does, he will perfect, as I said, all of humanity and all of creation in himself. We do not believe in the rapture, which is a doctrine that many trace back to a Presbyterian minister named Edward Irving in London in the 1820s. So it's a recent theological invention, which develops this very interesting storyline, which lends itself to a very awesome popular series of films, but which, as I said, renders the Second Coming this very complex reality, when it's actually something we're going to see much, much simpler and something much happier. God fulfills us in himself. God comes to transform us in himself. And we need to distinguish between what is human perfection and what is this divine perfection that God brings about. Okay? In the Catechism we read, Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In him, human history and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. Okay, I realize this is a little dense, so just pray. The symbolic, deeper understanding of the Catholic Church places our theological perspective above all this rapture theology, above this millennial kingdom. The 1,000 years that we read in Revelation chapter 20 are understood symbolically. Okay? The thrones of the saints that we read of in the book of Revelation are in the heavens, not on earth. God fulfills us in him. He doesn't come to establish a perfect world, which the rapture doctrine, or the doctrine of millennialism, and also things like prosperity gospel seem to declare. And the church says, that's not what we have come to understand that Jesus comes to do. We are already in the golden age. Believe it or not, this is the golden age. Okay? This is the final age. Jesus has come, and in us, in each one of us, he is preparing his return. This is the golden age. Okay, believe it or not. I suggest you believe it. It is the golden age. Okay? As we read in Revelation chapter 3, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm here. I'm not coming later and just letting you fend for yourselves for now. This is the golden age, the final age. There's only one economy. There are not different dispensations. There's one divine economy, a gradual one. After the fall, God established a chosen people formed of a scattered, broken humanity, and this economy, this people, is completed and fulfilled and surpassed in the new covenant in Christ. The new covenant, which will be brought to completion in the second coming. So we are in the golden age, even though it's rather hidden, it's in us. Deep inside, each one of us participates in the victory of Jesus, which will be made manifest at the second coming. In other words, the love of God is deep within us, and it is this love, if it is Christ's work within us and Christ's gift within us, which beckons the second coming. So something in us moves us to want Jesus to come, to bring that very something to completion. Does that make sense? Sort of. It will. In the Catechism, we read the following, number 670. Since the ascension, God's plan has entered into its fulfillment. We are already at the last hour. Already the final age of the world is with us. And the renewal of the world is irrevocably underway. Nothing is going to stop us. It is even now anticipated in a certain real way. For the church on earth is endowed already with a sanctity that is real but imperfect. Christ's kingdom already manifests its presence through the miraculous signs that attend its proclamation by the church until all things are subjected to him. So, the next question is, when will Jesus come? Does anybody know? Did anybody get any insights on their way here? The question that everybody would like to know, when is Jesus going to come? It could be next week. It could be in 50 years. It could